This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A fire near Craig is around 1,600 acres. The Moffitt County Sheriff's Office is asking people in the area of Moffitt County Roads 3 and 106 to avoid the area. Yampa Valley Electric Association has initiated an emergency safety power shutoff that is impacting 32 members. Colorado prisons are still full nearly a year after the state activated emergency population measures. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Kyle McKinnon has more.
Colorado's prison population management plan was triggered for the first time ever last August. It's supposed to help free up beds when state prisons are at capacity. But the plan hasn't done much to help. Lawmakers tried to bolster the plan during this year's legislative session. It used to kick in when prisons were more than 97% full for a month. Now it's triggered when prisons are more than 96% full. New state law also requires the Department of Corrections to find additional space in community corrections programs and send more eligible inmates to the parole board for review. As of last month, Colorado's prisons were more than 96% full.
That was Kyle McKinnon for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. A new exhibition at History Colorado traces Denver artist Ed Dwight's path from found objects to bronze sculptures. Ed Dwight, Casting a Legacy, features more than a dozen works from across his career. That includes Dirt Farmers, which Dwight says honors his grandparents. It also includes pieces from his early series about black life in the American West.
It's a really fascinating show from the very beginning because they got stuff that I did doing the junkyard in the show down there. And they show the progression from that. And so I'm really honored.
Much of Dwight's artwork preserves black history. The exhibition runs through next year. This is CPR News.